Welcome, Drifters. We're back for season three of The Cast and the Furious. I'm Jonathan. I almost said my name is Racer X. I'm Bandit.
You're not Racer. I'm Racer X.
Yeah.
I'm Racer X. It's not the Racer, it's the X.
Hey, I'm a man. It's in my DNA. Welcome back, Murren.
Yes, Racer X, a.k.a. Racer X. Bam, 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 bam. Do, do, do. Yep, we're talking about Home Improvement now.
Here we are, because we've got one person in the movie for a little while from Home Improvement.
But he makes such an impact.
He does. Well, let's get to our... Speaking of impact, let's talk about these high-impact drifting guests we have.
Yeah.
Before we get into this. There's a lot involved in this movie. So, we brought in a crack team of beards. So, it's all beards except for Murren. Murren shaved his beard off. Our first beard, you know him, you love him. Jonathan Carlisle, welcome from UHF 62nd, and also Princess Bride Minute. Also, his co-host, by a sheer coincidence, I also asked them both separately, and they both said yes. Welcome, David Johnson, from also UHF 62nd.
Hello.
We share half a brain, so.
Awesome.
So a quarter for each.
That's and speaking right. of half a brain,
quarter
here's our biggest
time.
Half of a brain, Dave Pallas. Welcome, Dave. Friend of the show.
Hey, man. It's good. I'm glad to be drifting with you guys. We're all drift compatible.
I can't wait to skid. I wouldn't skid with anybody else than you guys.
Minutes of mystery, you should say.
Yes, from 5 minutes of mystery and like 1,000 other podcasts.
Yeah, I make a lot
which
of...
we were just on.
Yeah.
Groundhog Minute.
This is a crossover episode?
It kind of is. Sure.
Hey, is this a crossover?
Well, welcome. We're talking about the third movie, Murren. Third movie, Tokyo Drift.
Yes.
Quite possibly the least seen yet most famous.
It has the lowest box office of any of them.
But in everyone, in any joke.
We can't account for video sales.
Well, yeah, okay. Pretty gross.
But we can safe to say that this is probably the least seen.
I mean least seen in that when you ask a normal human, hey, have you seen this movie? They say no. But if you tell them to make a joke about Fast and Furious, first thing they say is Tokyo Drift.
Of course.
Yeah.
The word Tokyo Drift is part of our zeitgeist. It is in our culture. And half the people haven't seen this movie. Half. One in ten people haven't seen this movie.
Half the population of the earth has not seen this. Mm-hmm. This and Too Fast, Too Furious are the go-to jokes for sequel titles. I think it's safe to say.
Because they have the worst colons added to them. It's before they figured out we're just going to do numbers.
I don't want to talk about bad colons.
Oh, well, there's something wrong with mine.
Because then you make a bad skid mark, yeah.
Well, it's drifting. It's bathroom drifting.
You always want you want a good skid mark if you're drifting.
We've all drifted in the bathroom. We've all had that problem.
We encourage drift, you could say.
Well, welcome, everybody. Before we get into talking about what the movie is about, which is a lot, let's quickly go through everybody and see what your history is with this movie. We've talked previously on the episodes about what our history is with this. Both of us have seen it, but it's not one I watch a lot. Let's just say that. So let's start with Carlisle. What's your history?
I just watched it today.
Like, hell yeah.
Almost within an hour of recording here. Yes.
Oh, it's hot and fresh. Awesome. Well, that's actually the best way to see this for the first time, is to see it, put it inside your body, and then talk about it and get it out of your body.
And then drift into the bathroom.
And then drift into the bathroom. Watching this will cause drift, so I apologize.
If you drift for more than 4 hours, go see a doctor.
Yes, please. And then having just seen it, actually a great way to do this movie, because this movie has really nothing to do with any of the other movies other than a character that later on will join back up with the crew, and we'll get some cameos later on in the movies. But
we'll talk about it as we move on to the next movies, but this movie as we go along kind of gets forced into the chronology of the rest.
Right. It screwed up the entire movie because they basically had a great character, used him, killed him, and they were like, well, but we want to still use him. Yeah. So let's just change everything.
Save it. We'll talk about that later.
We'll save that later. David Johnson, what's your history with this movie?
So I saw this movie for the first time maybe 3 weeks ago. I'm kind of going through this series in general for the first time. I'm hosting a German exchange student. And
My God, you tell everybody that.
It's pretty cool. I'm fine with him telling me that.
Well, she's a huge fan of these movies. I'd never seen any of them, so we're going through them together. So I saw this about 3 weeks ago.
I thought the end of that was going to be, and I'm introducing them to American culture through these movies.
No, she's introducing me to American culture.
She's introducing you to them. Excellent.
That's why these movies do so well in Germany. I'm sure these are huge.
Yeah, yeah.
They love drifting in Germany.
They love it.
Well, German band on the soundtrack in this one too, isn't there?
There's a lot of... Okay, we'll get to the music. The music is its own thing in this movie. This movie,
the soundtrack
is,
could have a whole podcast. We could do a whole episode just about the soundtrack.
And Dave, what about you? What's your history with this?
Same with Carlisle. It wasn't until, you know, you guys were interested in getting some guests on, and I said, sure, I would love to watch it. And yeah, without getting into too much detail, it is interesting to see this movie both in the 1, 2, 3 perspective, but also in the where it actually does get re-edited into the chronology. So it's like, you see Han, you go, oh, it's the first time I've seen Han. But in another perspective now, you go, I see Han, and I've seen where he's been.
And yeah, you're now actually seeing him last. This is the last of Han.
Exactly. And
we'll save it.
All right.
But yeah.
So exciting. Yeah, this movie takes place, I believe, in 2011?
Is that 2015 right? Is what the Wikipedia says, which
yes,
makes me think Wikipedia is a liar.
Yeah, because we have the post-credits scene in Fast and Furious 6 has the end of this movie in it. But then it also takes place during Furious 7, which came out in 15. So yes, this movie takes place in 2015. It takes place in the future. Yes.
Jonathan, just so you know, they loved Han so much. He's in the rest of the movies when you get to them. He's in the rest of the movies. They just say this movie happens after those. But okay. So when he leaves the movies, he is leaving to do Tokyo Drift. You go back in time, do this movie, and then...
Yeah, thanks for actually explaining that, Jonathan. I just assume people know that, but I realize that's kind of a deep cut for knowing about Fast and Furious.
It is, especially if you're listening to this podcast and only watching maybe as we go along, or maybe you're not watching at all and just listening to us, we should probably explain it's a pretty big deal in these movies.
Yeah, because this comes out in 2006, so imagine 2006 cell phones, 2006 fashion, 2006 cars... You know, when, like, Honda Civics and everything are, like, what everyone's talking about. No one's talking about muscle cars. They're talking about the Honda Civics and stuff and all the Japanese imports. And then we go, oh, by the way, yeah, we're doing it. You know, and it's edited after the fact because they realized Han was such an interesting character.
2006 Zachary Ty Bryan, which is the only kind of Zachary Ty Bryan there is.
Or Zachary Bryan, as he's credited in this movie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I'll get rid of the middle name, this baby.
Yeah, because I'm a man now.
And Bow Wow without the Lil, and Zachary Ty Bryan without the tie.
Yep.
He isn't wearing a tie in this movie. He just has a necklace.
Hey, the only thing around his neck is that albatross of a girlfriend.
Oh goodness. Okay. So before
save it.
Oh, I should talk about my history of this movie. Because I haven't really talked about that. When I started watching these, I just like they were on Netflix or something, and I was like, oh, I should probably watch this. I think I watched Too Fast, Too Furious first. And then I think maybe this one second. And then I finally got back to the first one. But I think this one was one, I watched it, and then I, like, it was on in a hotel room I was staying in. And I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is pretty good. And then that's when I was like, I should watch the rest of these movies.
And that's when you're like, oh, these are getting better.
Yeah, yeah. This one was actually the one where I was like, oh, these, I should keep watching these. I'm kind of invested now.
How long ago did you see them? I mean, like, how long ago was this hotel trip?
Well, it might have been 2006 or 2015. It's hard to tell. No, I don't remember. A few years ago.
Well, I mean, Murren did die in a car crash, but we just haven't gotten to that point yet.
No. We're going.
It happens later.
We're going to do reverse chronology, and yeah,
it's an earlier.
So
movie,
I'll still be on
later.
All the episodes of this podcast. But
yeah,
at this point,
of course.
Yeah. At the end of this series of episodes, I will die in a car crash.
Live, die,
well,
drift.
I know how to finish this. We'll finish this podcast with you in a car. I mean, you have, and to be truthful, you have called us from a car before.
I made a video in a car, right?
No. Yes, you did.
Oh, no, but then also when we did that the watch of the Fast and Furious Spy Racers, I was in a car for part of that.
Yeah, I may put that up there. I did tape it. We all watched Spy Racers on Netflix, and it's not great. It's just, it's a cartoon. It's not bad.
Actually, I liked it quite a bit.
It was fine.
But I did not continue watching it after that night, so, you know, I guess.
No, Jonathan said the same thing. He's like, I haven't watched it since. I'm like, well, no, none of us were, like, going to binge it afterwards. I think we need to do a continuing
Yeah, I'll watch it if we're going to watch it together. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's super fun. So join us for that. It'll probably be up on the feed at some point. But, all right, we're 10 minutes in. Let's talk about this movie.
All right, before we get to the movie. I like to do my little ongoing segment of I watch these on DVDs because I'm old school like that. So I got previews before the feature, and I just want to let you know what those were. We got Scarface Platinum Edition, bigger guns, bigger explosions.
That's not even, that's B shit. That's B. I instead of saying bull S, I said B shit. That's weird. But that's not anything.
It's not. Well, I feel like on every DVD I watch, I feel like there has to be a Scarface preview for like a reissue of it. And I don't care about any of them. I've seen that movie.
People who watch this movie definitely want to have Scarface.
Yeah, that's true. I think they're just targeting like the bros who are like, oh, I want the new Scarface with the big. And how, like, they don't make the guns bigger. They said in the preview, bigger guns, bigger explosions. And that cannot possibly be true.
They edit a gun even bigger on him. My little friend,
like, like Spielberg and E.T., they just, everyone with a walkie-talkie just has now like an even bigger gun. Like, they're all like a. Like missiles.
It's like the Gatling gun from Furious 7. They're just like carrying that around. Say hello to my very big friend. So there's that. And then we got Friday Night Lights, the movie, which actually also features Lucas Black. So there's a connection. Mm. Oh, no, actually, it was Friday Night Lights, the show. But the movie does feature Lucas Black. So that's where it's connected. And then we got Slither, that sort of comedy horror splatter movie.
It's an underrated film.
Everett is all right.
I enjoy it, but I can't watch it because I keep getting sick.
Yeah, it looks really
gross.
What a great
tagline. I can't watch it. I like it, but I can't watch it.
Five stars from Dave Pallas. I can't watch it because I keep getting sick.
I've never watched the last 10 minutes. My buddies are watching. I'm getting sick. I can't do it. God bless. I can't do it.
I cannot handle body horror stuff. It really is just like, it's too gross for me. It makes me want to vom. So you got that, and then we got Waist Deep, starring Tyrese. So
Waist Deep?
He's in too fast.
What's Waist Deep about? What was the trailer?
It looks like he loses his son, and he has to go find his son or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
And he finds his son in a trough, and it's waist deep. So
I thought it would be like in a junkyard or something.
I think it's like he's waist deep in trouble, or, you know.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, wait, just so you know, Waist Deep is a 2006 drama action, and it's loosely based on the 1967 film Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Loosely based.
Loosely based. That's like saying, that's like saying, I'm trying to think. That's like saying Better Luck Tomorrow is loosely based on Goodfellas.
Yeah. Okay, so now we can get to the movie. Segment over.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. I didn't want to belabor it too much.
This is our first Justin Lin movie. As you saw in our last episode, we did Better Luck Tomorrow, Justin Lin's first student film. This is his first movie.
I believe Better Luck Tomorrow was not his first film. It was
But
it was still indie. It was still, you know, before he'd really hit big.
It's his first real movie that now people would look. Yeah. You would go back and put that on your resume.
Yeah, his first real success. Films. Yeah,
yeah. And then this is written by Chris Morgan, and Chris Morgan's going to write most of the movies we've seen.
I think all of them from here on out. He shares a writing credit on Hobbs and Shaw.
He's
still on it. All the rest of them he writes on his own, which is rare.
Which
to
is
see.
Awesome.
It's rare to see for a big studio movie that there's one writer.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. What's called written by committee, and there's like 10 people with writing credits. Yeah.
And he may have people helping him, but he's the only one credited, and that's there are all sorts of rules about that. But yeah, it is rare to see that, and he does all of these. He creates. He and Justin Lin create the tone, and the sort of move the forward motion of this.
All right, what's first notice? Because. I noticed I forgot the immediately what hit me was the fashion of a school, because you see adults in the first two films and they're doing adult things, so it's interesting that it's this like almost like a reboot where we're going like our main character is a high school student,
a 24-year-old high school student, yes.
Oh God, yeah, with a forehead,
with a forehead,
and a 6 o'clock shadow.
Okay, I have a lot to say about Lucas Black, and I'm so glad we're finally here. I hate Lucas Black.
Okay.
I think he should never be in movies. I think he should be banned from ever talking. I hate him. I hate him 1,000 times. Hate him.
I'm fine with him
now. And I think it comes from me because of where I'm from.
Yeah.
I am from.
You're a Bama boy.
I'm not from Alabama, Tennessee, but this shit kicker accent. This is like Deep South accent. Is so annoying and bad. And his open mouth, like, he has a resting dumbfounded.
Now, wait a minute, though. Where is he actually from? This is an accent? This is not his... this is a choice that he's made to do this voice?
No, this is not a... this is his voice.
Okay.
It's the choice his mom and dad made for him.
It's a choice America made for him.
All right.
No, he's not. He's America's accent. No, you can't fake that accent. That accent is, I can't do anything else.
But it does sound, it does sound like an actor doing a bad Southern accent, but it's actually real.
Okay, and I've already got a name for him. I was sitting there, I'm watching, and it just came to me when I was writing my notes. Because we've been talking about Cuz, we talked about Cuz, all the last movies. This guy is Scuzz. Scuzz is my new name for him. I've only written him as Scuzz in my notes. From now on, I will no longer say the word Lucas Black or Sean Boswell, which who gives a shit what his name is. He's Scuzz.
Scuzz.
Welcome everyone to Scuzz. Scuzz comes into school and it's this song's playing over and it's like, it's Monday. You know, it's like terrible 2006.
I kind of like this song. It's DJ Shadow featuring Mos Def called 6 Days, and it's featuring a vocal from a 1971 British band or something. I kind of like it.
You like this song? Okay.
Yeah, I dig it too.
I don't know.
Bit, yeah.
It's okay. I also wanted to mention, I watched a little bit of the audio commentary with Justin Lin, and he said that the Universal logo was his favorite studio logo as a kid. So his dream is coming true, making a Universal movie. Lin facts.
Going to the fashion, by the way, is I love how you have a lot of the guys wearing the double XL white T-shirts that I wear as pajama shirts, but they wear that to school. And I don't know. First of all, I don't know how they do because like I always spill hot sauce and balsamic vinegar on my white T-shirts. But then you can get them like three in a pack, so it's fine. So I don't even know how these guys deal in school. They constantly should be getting mustard on their shirts.
White clothes are always an issue. I just got some new shoes and I was like, I could get the shoes with white on them. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that because they're going to be gray in 2 weeks.
No, Scuzz had. I said, and then we cut the Scuzz and it's a tucked in T-shirt into his slacks. I'm like,
he looks like a narc.
Yeah, with that forehead.
Hello,
he's
fellow
a narc.
Kids.
Yeah, with the side.
Oh, hello, fellow kids.
Because he's in this with like there are children in this. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
the
know
background.
How old.
So I do have all the ages. Zachary Bryan is actually 25. He's a year older than but he looks younger. He has
his giant cherub face.
Yeah, he has a much smoother face. He looks more like a high school kid.
Doesn't have that accent.
Yeah, Lucas Black looks 30, but he's actually just 24.
My God, then how old is Nikki Griffin? Is she like 35?
Nikki Griffin is 28. She's the oldest of like the high school kids.
Wow.
She actually looks kind of convincing. I don't know. Although she's playing Lady Macbeth in this. So.
Oh my. Oh, so this is loosely based on Macbeth.
The beginning is just Macbeth told from a different perspective. Zachary Bryan is Macbeth. Nikki Griffin is Lady Macbeth. Macbeth with a Viper.
Hickbeth.
Hickbeth, that's gotta have been done somewhere.
Hey man, welcome. Whether it's noble or mine, I knew this man. He was a great fool of infinite jest.
Nothing but sound and fury signify nothing.
Hickbeth.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Creeps.
She was in the OC, so I'm trying to think. She was doing that then. I don't. She plays Jess Sathers in the OC because I don't recognize her from anything.
No, she didn't have much of a career. She has no Wikipedia page.
Hey, that's Zachary Ty Bryan and a bunch of other people. Well, most of the people in this movie. I mean, Lucas Black, I mean, he's been in 5 things total. And he's always got that scuzzy accent.
Well, then he got like he was on like a CSI, right? Or an NCIS, one of those.
Everyone's on a CSI.
But he's like he's like a main character on one of them.
So I want to talk about the school life this guy's living through right now.
Go Ducks.
He gets wanded when he goes into school.
The wand that this guy, the security guard, has looks like it's made out of duct tape and cardboard.
That's a Swiffer. like one of those Swiffer ones that don't have, like just had like that are static electricity. Like
okay,
holy crap, you're right.
But then the other guard has one that looks like what I'm used to seeing. But I don't know.
Jonathan David, was this where you guys went to school? Is this how it was?
I do not relate to any of this movie.
No, not at all.
On any level, no. The way they drive their cars, the way they eat their chips.
No, the football kids throwing baseballs. I don't know.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to the throwing the baseballs. What about you, David?
Yeah, this is pretty foreign to me. And I was thinking, this is pretty hardcore. 2006. I mean, I guess you know, schools had stepped it up around that time, but after we dissolved from this metal detector thing, you know, they go to all the security cameras, and it just seems really excessive. I don't know.
It does.
What about this fully functioning? They're in class, and it's like this is the only movie basically that has a credit sequence of all the Fast and Furious movies. And they kind of go through his day, and they show him in class. He's in math class, and they show him in a fully functioning garage with an auto detailing paint shop. Well, this is definitely not something I know about from school.
You're missing like 8 Rob Lumley triggers by now. I can't believe it. I don't care, but I'm looking out for Rob.
Do you have a top 8 list or something?
Yeah, let's go through them. What are your triggers?
Honestly, I'm going to give the juiciest one. Just get that one out of the way. When we're paying out to the camera, the right side, because you see the camera, there's a guy, the mascot, he's the duck. You say, okay, mm-hmm. He's the ducks. But it's like, go ducks, kill the Indians.
Yeah.
And I know later we're going to see like an Indian mascot getting killed. And you're just like, man, 2006, man, we're up on that, man. Unapologetically, hey, what mascot should we do? Wildcats, dolphins, is it an animal? Nah, man, do the racist thing. That's tight.
Is that a Justin Lin thing? Like, kind of almost like reverse racism? Kind of like, yeah, you guys do it to us all the time. Here's what we think white people do.
Yeah, I think
that's
it's like
not a,
bad
idea at all.
I think he's doing like a, hey, this is what like suburban white high school kids are doing, you know.
That makes a lot
if
of
you
sense.
Thought Tokyo Drift was going to be about chopsticks and have a gong in it, you are wrong. We're going to have racism the other way. We're going to show what you did to the Native Americans.
That's, yeah, all right. So, well put, Justin, well put.
This movie go ahead.
Indians are full of candy too. They got them. They stuff them full
of candy.
That's
always a stereotype I hear about.
And then I was
you
like,
punch
"Whoa,
an Indian,
they even did that?
Candy will come out."
That's how they saved the pilgrims back in the day.
Candy and tears.
God.
This high school is in Oro Valley, Arizona.
Okay.
It's north of Tucson, so it's very like.
I thought his accent sounded familiar. That's a Tucson
accent. I'm going, what is it? That's a Tucson accent.
Can't really, it's hard to make fun of, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard because I go either too far or not far. Yeah, he's a very specific. It's easier than Vin Diesel.
It.
Hey, it's easier than Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take
it. David, you're new to the show. Do your Vin Diesel impression right now for no reason.
Do my Vin Diesel impression for no reason?
No, that's pretty good.
That's good. It sounds like Luther Stickle, but it's good enough.
A little rocky in there, too. That usually happens.
We'll take it. That's pretty good.
That's top tier, I'd say, for what we've got.
I like how almost everybody's impression is just repeating the words that someone else already said and then just doing it lower.
Yeah.
It's just Vin Diesel doesn't have catchphrases. It's not like he's ever like,
wait until we make the butter.
Or like there's no...
He says, I don't got friends. I have family. You thought I had a catchphrase? I never had a catchphrase.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Winning's winning.
Is there a catchphrase magazine?
Go read it.
Yeah. You made 3 mistakes. First, you took the job. Second, you came late. 4-man crew for me? Fucking insulting. But the worst mistake you made? Empty gun rack.
Right? Are you just looking at like famous quotes from?
Is
Fast
this
and
from
Furious?
Triple X or something? I don't even know what it's from.
Riddick.
Oh, Riddick! Damn. That would have been my second guess.
I was like, I need to get in Vin Diesel's voice. I can't do the same bit where I just repeat a line. So I was like, Riddick. Riddick says stuff.
Yeah. So we're now what 2 minutes in? We're ending the day here in the school, and he's walking out to his car, and he's kind of giving eyes to our 28-year-old.
Wait, should we make any comment about how he does the whole Peter Parker walking away from Spider-Man thing, where he sees someone
getting
attacked?
Oh, you can talk about it. Yeah, go for it.
I don't have much to say about it, except that is that supposed to tell us something about his character? That he's like,
see something, say something.
He's almost a hero,
and then he's like, nah.
I think
that poor kid's getting spray painted on the belly. At first, I thought he was drawing a skull. Mm. It looks like a purple skull, but then he just is spraying.
Yeah, they're just doing stripes.
Oh. I did have a note on that. Is that like this movie's version of the hot bucket rat thing from the last movie?
Hot rat bucket? Yeah.
I love hot rat bucket. My favorite band.
I do too.
How long do you think he's been in this school specifically for? Maybe a month?
Yeah, I think he's new. He's moved
well,
around so much.
No, if his age is anything, probably 4 years.
He's been to three different
Before
high schools, 4 years each. Yeah.
But like,
Mom, we can't move. Mom, we can't keep moving around. I'm too old to be in high school now.
But yeah, the vibe I was getting is that like the reason he doesn't care doesn't save anybody. Is he's like I'm not looking for friends. Like he's like I literally just doing this till I can like get out and be old enough so I could just drive. Like he's just
and judging by
he
what
can drive.
Judging by what happens to him in a few minutes.
Freedom.
Judging by what happens to him in a few minutes, he doesn't want to get in trouble because no matter what he does, he's always going to be the one who gets like expelled.
In my headcanon, this kid who's getting the belly sprayed was one of his bullies, and so he's just happy that he's finally getting his comeuppance. How's that?
Bullied by a kid that's like 10 years younger than him?
Yeah, that 12-year-old was making fun of me and my stupid accent.
Oh, man, I'm counting so many cargo shorts. This is great.
There's so many cargo. Hey, this was a time. Yeah. Can we talk about this? This is a time when cargo shorts were not vilified like they are
now. When men used to cargo short...
There's a war on cargo shorts.
Men were about convenience and carrying lots of things in their pants.
Yeah. You
know, I don't see any JNCO jeans. That's my only disappointment.
Their pants are close to JNCOs. They are some
borderline.
Baggies.
Yeah.
This is 2006, a little late for JNCOs, I feel like.
It might,
yeah. That's
I
like
I think I was in high school in 2006. I saw them.
Really? Wow.
Although I guess I think it was like the weird kids who were sort of holding on to them.
Yeah, he's not around the weird kids right now. He's around the popular kids. He's walked out. School's over. Cindy is in the Viper. Oh man, Dodge Viper. It is 2006.
First of all, can I say like I just watched this movie the first time today. Like I already said, it wasn't until the end of the movie when I started realizing that I don't know anybody's names. And so then at the end of the movie, I think they say Sean like a bunch of times because he's in that race and stuff. And so. I know Sean. I knew Han.
Guys.
Han or Han. Because
Han.
I was like,
yeah,
oh, that's
Han.
The guy they keep talking about.
They say his name a couple times.
But you say Cindy, and I only assume that's the blonde girl?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
She looks
her
like
real
Cindy.
Name's Nikki. You wouldn't know if her name was Nikki or Cindy.
No, they don't. They never say her name.
And Clay.
Who's Clay?
Zachary Ty Bryan's character.
Clay. Bill Clay.
Because he's smooth as clay.
Oh, God, you're one of them.
Yeah. I went to one of those ranges where you shoot the guns with red paint.
So he looks at Cindy the wrong way, and Zachary Ty Bryan out of nowhere just starts a fight. You know, call him trash, yeah. Tell him his car's trash.
Well, she does talk to him.
She does,
and he has the line: "It's not the ride, it's the rider," which I think that's a pretty good line. You know, for this movie.
For this movie. Okay, this is where it gets confusing.
Well, no, he's got a point, though. It does, it's
memorable.
It's a Dom line where it's just like...
It's like, oh, this is Fast and Furious. Yeah.
If you're good enough, you can make any vehicle work. He makes, and, you know, we're going to see in Fast 8, he makes
He doesn't say it's the driver. He said it's the rider. He's making a suggestion.
Well, like, it has to rhyme or be the same, because you can't say it's not the drive, it's the driver. I guess he could, but...
That's not bad. I would still nod to that. Go, yeah. That's something Dom would be like. You know, it's like a first-year Dom line.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's very first-year Dom. He's not even close to Dom tier. So he's like, he's in the baby pool of driving. And he's, you know, those are the one-liners.
Yeah.
You know, we got this is the reboot. He's like soft baby boy Paul Walker intelligence. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the skills yet. He thinks he knows cars. And later on in this chunk, he's going to learn.
Yeah,
he doesn't know how this works.
No,
like this whole, there's a whole system of racing out there that he's like, what?
It's a fish out of water.
So Zachary and his boys come over, and the battle boys come over. Oh, first of all, they're wearing football jerseys. Yeah. Let's talk about this. Jonathan Carlisle brought it up earlier. They're wearing football jerseys, and then when he gets mad at them, they have these little back and forth. You know, your car's crap. Let's fight. And
his car's pretty sweet though.
Yeah, it is.
It's like Lucas Black's car, or Scuzz's car, is like, it's a cool car.
Please call him Scuzz.
Scuzz.
I'd rather have that
than
the
Viper. It
is a
cool car. Oh, the Viper is so bad. It's your daddy's car.
Is this an old Pontiac GTO? Is that what this is?
I think it's a Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo? Okay.
We're such gearheads.
We're such gearheads.
I mean, I can know the shape. The shape looks like,
it's a 70s big car.
70s big muscle car, yeah.
Look, I was born in the 70s, therefore I drive a car from the 70s. And I'm in high school, by the way.
Oh, of course. Yeah, anyone can be in high school now. What if Lucas Black just had a full beard? And he's like,
so Zachary Ty Bryant, they get a fight, and he drives off, and he throws a baseball. And the first thing I thought was, why does he have a baseball? He's a football player.
I guess,
why does he have a baseball?
Even if he's a baseball player, why does he have a baseball? Like, they don't take those, they don't, like, carry those around all day with him.
I bet you they shot this scene, and he threw a football at the car, and it just went, dunk. Off the back, like it's not dense enough.
Well,
to
you
do anything.
Here's the thing: this window doesn't make any sense. This window is laminated; it's supposed to be tempered, but it shatters all the tempered on the outside. Mm. Like the ball would be held in.
Did they have that glass in the 70s though?
You wouldn't. No. For safety reasons, you have tempered in all but the windshield, so you can escape the car if you need to. So, like that's. And so if the glass shatters, it will shatter into tempered, and you're not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
The windshield, the reason it's laminated is so, like, it holds something, and it won't explode into your face if it gets damaged. So your back window, that's going to be tempered, so, like, it's for safety reasons, so you can escape from it. And same thing with the side. It's all about, like, if you have to get out of the car, you can break it, and, like, you know, you will not be held in, but the windshield has to be laminated, so like if something does come through, it holds it in place and doesn't explode.
We're such gear.
But it hits the back window.
Well, I'm a glass man.
Glass rack. Yeah, you're a glass rack.
You are a glass man. That should be your new nickname. You're now Glassman.
I'll take it. They call me Mr. Glass.
We'll call you Tempered.
So they say, someone says something about, I think it was like my grandma's Buick could go faster than that. Yeah, Zachary Bryan says that. And like, when did Buicks become old people cars? Like, that's always been the truth for me.
Buicks and Oldsmobiles.
Yeah.
They're just
like,
well,
that has the word old.
Oldsmobile has it in the name.
Yeah.
That's clear.
It's just like, yeah.
That's like calling it janky car.
Yeah, that's the you drive that car to church and you do your groceries in it. You don't go sexy driving at night with that.
Sexy, Dave. Your life is fascinating. You go sexy driving.
Yeah,
in the
you
car.
Know, you go out in the night. You find the sexy times.
Go out into the night.
into the night, like the,
for the
like,
sexy drive.
You know, like
for sexy driving, do you have a tissue box where when you blow your wad?
Oh. Oh no, for later. Save it. Try and think about baseballs. Okay,
I'm trying. Numbers and baseballs.
You know, speaking of like my head and Dave Johnson's, his tires are bald as heck. It's 4 minutes and 4 seconds, just not a single texture on that tire.
Well, aren't those like what they call racing slicks? Isn't that for more like just like a straightaway, like a I feel like he's a drag racer, just like a straightaway racer kind of guy. And like so, you said, that's like the only kind of racing he really knows. But I think for drag racing, they have like slick tires that don't have tread.
Sounds right.
It's true,
but what did
I have seen Days of Thunder,
and I was gonna say with Days of Thunder when they do the like the off road stuff though, would you still want the slicky tires or would you want grippy?
No.
Okay,
you want grippies,
yeah,
grippies for that. So because when he's gonna go off road in a few minutes, yeah, he'd
be
even
sliding
even
all over
dangerous.
The place. I think,
I think so.
Coughing up dust.
All right,
I think at minute 4:23 is our first promotion of a product. Can you guys tell what it is? It's our first sponsor for this season.
23.
Shangri-La
Four
Estates.
Minutes. Oh, no. I got it.
What?
Right? Right?
What is it?
Right? It's the Under Armour.
It's the Under Armour. Oh, Under Armour. Welcome to the family.
Under Armour. Well, it's so good to have you.
they're like 18 guys, and they're all wearing Under Armour wristbands and forearm bands. It's more than you should.
Yeah, why do you need a forearm band? Like, wristband, like, if you're getting sweaty, but, you know, no sweat here, man. I ain't sweating. I'm dry as a bone.
Because your muscles are popping out of your body, and you got to keep them down.
Oh,
yeah, if you don't have the bands
on,
they'll just
muscles.
Fly right. They'll just explode like the Hulk.
That's
if you catch a football too hard, your arms will rip out.
Holy
like
crap.
Jelly buns.
I got to avoid the gym. I don't want to get my muscles.
I know. You don't. That's why it's bad. Yeah, you don't want
to
work out too
that's
much.
That's a good reason to avoid the gym,
will just
Dave.
Explode.
Okay. I just want to look out for my muscles.
Just go sexy driving. Avoid the gym. Sexy driving, 100%.
Get your family active with 25% off Under Armour for the entire family. And get Kohl's cash for you. That's 25% off select Under Armour shoes, shorts, tees, and more. Under Armour for your family. Kohl's cash for you. Right now and only at Kohl's.
Dear Mr. Under Armour, my muscles exploded. Pumped out of my body.
It's going to be a lawsuit. So... He says, Cindy, Nikki says, why don't you boys.
Cindy Nikki. That's her new name. Cindy Nikki.
She says, why don't you boys solve it with, you know, work this out with your cars? And then Lucas Black says, or Scuzz says, I only race for pinks, which is a lot for a high school kid. Like,
oh, the wrench, the possible.
He has a wrench. Murder weapon?
With a deadly weapon.
That's very Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
That's very Dominic Toretto.
You fight in the street. Who's going to win?
The street.
You brought Under Armour to a wrench fight.
But yeah, because he put the wrench away when he wasn't going to save the kid from the paint. But now,
he's got the wrench.
Baseball through the window.
He's defending his car. His car is the most important.
that Chinese kid. Did we notice? Was that a Chinese? Was that a Chinese kid that was getting tortured?
No,
there's also a Chinese kid. There's a Chinese kid beating up. But there was also another Asian student who was beating up the Indian mascot. So it's just like there's a decent amount of integration in this Native American mascot. Yes, indigenous mascot with candy inside it.
So Cindy Nikki asked for the race, and they're like, he's like, well, I'm not racing for your piece of crap car, Scuzz, because that's a piece of crap. And Cindy takes care of that problem. Like, why don't you race for me? Ugh.
Yeah.
I forgot when women were property. I honestly
2006
forgot.
2006 is bad.
I was like, women were property then in 2006. No.
We've solved it since
then. Yeah, it's totally fine now.
I was like, yeah, you're right. They'd show up and they'd sit in your car and they're your property. I forgot about that.
But it's also,
and you just trade them around.
Scuzz, like, he's like, I only race for pinks. And then she's like, well, what about me? He's like, okay, I guess that works. It's like, as long as it's some kind of property.
I mean, your skin's pink, so sure.
I don't want to touch that.
Yeah.
I can just, but what I can does slick it right do? Off and I could wear it.
If she doesn't come to his aid with that line, like, race for me, what does he do? Because,
wrench fight.
Yeah. Well, then I guess we fight West Side Story style.
What if he's not planning on swinging the wrench? That's just like a, like West Side Story. Didn't they used to do, like, knife fights where they would hold each other, like, they were tethered together by, like, a leather strap or something? Mm-hmm. So maybe the wrench is that leather strap. Like, he would offer that for the other guy to grab.
They both have to hold on to the wrench and then try and stab each other.
And spin as fast as possible.
Like the airplane.
Look, I've got all these Under Armour. I've got all these Under Armour wristbands. We can tie our hands together with that. That might help.
He could have said, okay, you get my car and I'll be your butler for a year or something like that.
I've already got two butlers.
Look at the lines under his eyes and his forehead, and he's already got forehead creases.
He has so many forehead creases.
That 17-year-old. That 17-year-old Scuzzy.
It's like if James Hurley shaved his head.
So he smiles, and we cut to Shangri-La Estates. The only location we could find where no construction workers work in the middle of the day.
Yeah, perfect time to work, but they're like, nah.
Yeah, maybe this is Saturday because they go to school on Saturday.
Right, because it's in Arizona, they go to school 365. Right. Yep.
This apparently was a hard location to figure out for Justin Lin. He was trying to find, like, a construction zone in the middle of the desert. And I guess that's what this is. It basically looks like that. But I think they had to kind of build it because there wasn't, like, they couldn't use a real construction site because they wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, you can just film and we're just going to take a break.
We're going to let you drive through a building.
This is 2006, so the real estate bubble has not popped yet. So I'm guessing right now these are all, like, you know, $1 million houses or $800,000 houses or something that are going to get flipped into $1 million houses or something like that.
Now all they do is grow weed inside them illegally.
Yes. Yeah, they're all just those. You see those horrible stories where they're like, some house and it was a meth lab and it blew up. And you're like, oh my God, in the middle of suburbia? That's what this was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I like this scene because there are a lot of people who are into race. You know what? I'm glad to see that race culture is alive and well in 2006.
Yeah, this is a cool scene, a cool race. The kids are into it. One girl's really into it. She takes off her bra.
So we have like what looks to be a Ford, maybe a Mustang, then an older Mustang car, and then a pickup truck, big Hummer H3, motorcycle, Kawasaki, cool, and then just a Volkswagen SUV.
And the girl couldn't just, you know, say go. She had to drop her underwear.
Yeah, she takes off her pink bra, and this I always appreciate how they vary the ways that the races start. It's always a little bit different. And in this case,
every person who starts these races has to do with their own little panache.
Yeah, so she takes off her bra without taking her shirt off. That's a, you know, that's a trick that all women know.
Well, she's barely wearing a shirt, to be honest.
That's true.
And she didn't pull it out of her sleeve, so it wasn't that magic.
That's true. But yeah, she's barely. Also, she a midriff bearing shirt. That's also very 2006, I think.
I want a girl to put a whole pack of Starburst in her mouth and just pull out one long wrapper and then drop that.
Oh, so wrapped Starburst, and then she unwraps them,
bunch of wrapped
and then they're all tied
like
together.
A whole dozen of them goes.
Is this what happens on sexy rides? I don't know what's
sexy
going on.
That's sexy driving. It's the new thing. We got to learn.
He loads up his banana seat bike with Starburst and goes downtown.
So, I think his car's faster than Clay's car. Scuzz's car is faster.
He tuned it up. He uses the school garage to work on it.
And then he does his first drifting. When he drifts, they give you a little foreshadowing of his drift capabilities when he drifts into that porta potty.
Mm-hmm.
And we get blue juice on our camera.
A little porta potty blue right on the lens. Or he's probably not right on the lens. How do they do? I mean. They probably do that by putting like something in front of the lens, right?
Yeah, it's glass. It's like Dave, you'd know. What kind of glass would you put in front of a camera if you're going to put poop water on it?
I guess I would say that's.
Build a box. I'd build a glass box for it.
Yeah, you make something laminated as well, so like it makes a cool cracking. Like if something impacts it, it cracks, but it holds it and then doesn't actually damage the camera.
All right.
Well, it's not going to crack. It's just liquid. We're not throwing rocks at it.
Well, yeah, there's no drifting in those toilets. It's all
just,
good.
Or just do a
also,
plexiglass box.
In my experience, the bluer the liquid, the fresher and cleaner it is.
Okay.
So
that's
so
good.
This is probably, I agree. Yeah, pretty decent.
Yeah, this is.
Well, there are no workers there. No one ever works here, so no one's ever going to the bathroom.
Maybe they all cleared out so that they could have all the porta potties renovated or something.
I was going to say this earlier, but I'll say it now. When he. And this shot is what made me think of this. When they go through the hole the baseball made to show him going through the house, like the camera stays still. It's a digital shot. Mm-hmm. Camera zooms out past the hole and out through the hole the baseball made. And that reminded me, this movie is shot really well.
Yeah.
It is.
Make fun of it as much as you want because it's goofy, but this shot, it's technically really nice looking.
Yeah.
These are not Arizona license plates. These are like Pennsylvania license plates. Like, I'm looking at what Arizona license plates look like, and this is supposed to... Are we saying this does take place in Arizona?
Yeah, according to the plot details, it's Arizona in 2006. So maybe they changed.
But the cars may not. I mean, wherever they got the cars from, maybe.
Yeah. Well, especially Scuzz's car, because he's moved several times, so he might have not have switched his plates over, possibly.
That makes sense. But the Viper, it looks white with a yellow line at the bottom. I'm like, that's a PA one.
Oh, okay.
Arizona seems to be, it's a sunset over a mountain next to a cactus in purple. So it's like, it's clearly not the classic Arizona license.
Okay, yeah.
And Scuzz is winning the race.
Is it on the IMDb Goofs page?
Yeah.
I'm not touching those IMDb Goofs because it's just, it's
pedantry at its best.
It's below me.
Scuzz is winning the race. Scuzz is going to win. And so, in pure white boy style, instead of, I don't want to win, but I'm going to make sure you lose.
Well, he starts off, in the beginning of the race, he's blocking him with the truck, right? Yeah. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Well, first there's a block. Yeah. And then also, at the end, when he actually beats him.
So,
truck block.
This is a problem that I have with the Fast and Furious movies in general. All the races, there's I want personally more definition around the rules of the races because, like in the previous film, you know, we had Brian kind of when they were racing for the pink slips for those other cars, you know, Brian kind of played chicken with the guy to get him to swerve, you know, so he could gain ground and what's cheating, what's not cheating.
Right, when he's up against Fonzie.
So he ends up taking a shortcut, basically. He just, like, goes off the track and goes a different way. And it's like,
the curb!
What I said to that is that legal?
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't going to do a racist accent, sorry.
So, you know, when these races are over.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is racist.
No, they're aliens. Kind of they're racist. Aliens.
That's like Star Wars racist. That's different.
Aliens doing a racist accent. I don't know.
It's not so an Asian accent. It's they're just aliens. They're not human. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Alien Americans.
I honestly love that shot that Justin captures at 7 minutes, 5 seconds, where it's the housing development, you know, half built in the background with just the oil derrick in the foreground. I don't know why. It's sending a subliminal message about something, but I'm not certain what. But I love
that
it.
That cars are the best. The petroleum, you should use it. Don't get a smart car. That's what it's saying.
Ball with the ball, man. That's working. Oh, yeah. That is so working. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to it in your car, you're like, it's hit or miss. But in this specific scene, it is chosen perfectly. It
doesn't work, as well for sexy driving out late at night.
Hell yeah.
Also, I like that when you're watching it with subtitles don't do anything for those words.
No.
Like, half the songs have words, and they do say the words of the song. But when you're like, it's like singing.
I would hate to have to describe this song to someone with a hearing disability. I'd be like, don't worry about it. Don't. It's not worth your time.
It's gibberish.
It's honestly gibberish. Please go
what's
on
the
with
name? What's the name of the song?
Ball with the ball.
Ball with the ball.
It's all one word.
Your Honor.
B-A-W-I-T. D-A-B-A. Bawadeba. Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
For president.
And Scuzz. I bet Kid Rock has someone in his entourage named Scuzz.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I can guarantee it.
You should have a cameo in this scene.
Just as one of the construction workers comes out of the toilet, like, oh man,
it's having a party. This song does work perfectly for this scene, and it's like it's not a good song, but it's perfectly used.
This movie doesn't have great songs; it has songs that are appropriate.
Yeah.
They're not like I would never be like, yeah, I'm gonna listen to that song. Yeah. Like there's a song that's gonna come up later; it's my favorite, but actually, there's two of my favorites in this chunk alone. And it's one of those things where you're like, this movie doesn't have, I think that's probably part of the problem. This movie doesn't have its own identity other than the Tokyo drifting.
Yeah.
There's no music from it that you think about. Think about all the Fast and Furious movies. Name a famous song that you really think about all the time. There are a couple, there's some ludicrous songs.
For me, there are some, but that's, I think I'm an outlier.
Yeah. But most people don't think, oh, you mean the one that the song came from? Like, no one usually equates it that way. That you might say, hey, you know the song was in the Fast Furious. Like, oh, that's cool.
The one at the end of Fast 5, I thought that was a really good one.
Yeah, it's good. Especially
the... Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That one. It's a dance song.
What are you singing?
A bald white guy explains a Brazilian song.
Yeah, it's like a reggaeton kind of thing.
It's not Pitbull?
It's not Pitbulls. Okay. I don't know. I think it's Don Uzo, I think the name, the band group.
Don
maybe?
Uzo.
It's from It's from Fast Five. It's the end where they're wrapping it all up, like, and then this happened, and then that happened, and everyone lives happily ever after.
Yeah. And the one at the end of Furious 7, I think a lot of people probably know.
Dude, I cry to that. I mean, that's yeah,
sing it. Sing it now.
It's been a long time without you, my friend. I tell you all about it when I
get from there to here.
That's what it sounds like.
Is that
been
what it
a
is?
Long time.
You guys act like you don't know the lyrics.
No,
my time is like finally here.
No,
like
Dave.
You don't sexy drive at night listening and
glass
rack. Saying it to
I'm
your
singing
head.
A Star Trek song.
No.
Oh, what?
No, the theme to Star Trek Enterprise also, yeah. It's been a long way getting from there to here So, but no, Dave, like I'm with you.
I feel like
I listen to that song when I drive, when I'm running, and I get simultaneously pumped up and also
drive.
Crying like at the same time. And
I can't watch it in the movie. In the movie, I will tear up every time.
It's super sad. So that's I think that song was actually a pretty big hit. But
don't tell Jonathan what's going to happen though.
I've only seen 1, 2, and 3, and Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. Well. Oh. Yeah.
That won't spoil it.
Speaking of spoilers, I have to bring up, I'm hosting a German exchange student, and as I'm watching these movies with her, she is the worst, because every time we start a movie, she's like, oh yeah, this character dies, like, as soon as somebody shows up on screen.
Can she be on,
everything.
She be a guest on one of these?
Sure, yeah.
Does she speak English?
Yeah.
Okay. If she didn't, that might even be better, but we should get her.
Honestly, though, when we get back to this race and they're doing the battle bashing at the end, I don't know, man. I'd break. I'm like, you know what? Just no.
Yeah, I'm going to save my car. I don't care about this stupid race and go.
It's not even my car. It's like I don't want your girlfriend to die over your stupid ass mistake. Like,
she becomes like this is like the peak of her terribleness where she says Zachary Ty is losing and she says yeah. I thought you loved me.
Oh,
and then he actually does some nice acting here. It zooms in. He gets like a nice close up, and he tears up just a little bit with those sweet baby blue eyes. And he furrows his brow, and then he's just like, okay, I got to do it.
Oh, no, then she says, I guess I'm getting a new date.
I guess I get a new date for prom.
She throws that
at
him, too.
And she winks at Scuzz. So she is she is so terrible.
She gets what she deserves. She gets almost bifurcated by a drainage pipe. Right.
I know Carlisle had the same thought as me when they show that concrete tube. You go, am I going to watch a murder right now? Am I about to watch two people die? Because I was just like, I was thinking about the Viper and being like, I don't know. Is that strong enough to take on?
That would go right through a Viper.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't think that's just going to take the engine and take it with it. It's just like, engine go this way, people go that way.
Yeah. Speaking of the Viper, I like the attention to detail. I think this movie is better made, like, overall, quite a bit better made than the first two. Because
agreed.
When they're smashing cars together, there's a shot with the camera behind the cars as the cars are driving away, and all the parts that are coming off, all the chunks and flecks and everything, are all...
Chunks.
All the chunks.
Flecks. What's a fleck?
A fleck?
That chunk.
How small part of a movie is the fleck?
A fleck is like a 16th of a chunk. Yeah.
When you have like a segment, I have a fleck. I don't know.
But it's all the red stuff from the Viper, all that fiberglass body that's cracking away, you know, not much of the of Scuzz's car is breaking apart.
It doesn't have a steel frame.
Yeah.
It's the windshield Vipers. Hello? Does this work? Hello?
Hey, you've been great.
Did you guys cut out for a second? So they crash. What happens is Zachary's car, Cliff and Nikki.
Clay.
I'm going to call her Nikki. I'm going to call her Sydney. Clay. What do I call him? Cliff? Doesn't matter.
Vince.
Doesn't matter. You're not going to see him after the scene. You're never going to see him again. They run directly into a concrete pipe. They're fine, by the way.
These are two horrible car wrecks. They crash right into a pipe, and the car gets like cut in half. And then Scuzz's car does like six flips over itself and like lands on
does
its roof.
Sick flips?
It does sick. It does
sick
some sick
flip,
kick flips.
Look at these sick flips.
With his skateboard.
And it starts to come apart at the
most
seams.
High.
And we get our second sponsor of the movie.
Tabasco.
I gotta start carrying
hot sauce.
That's a fun shot. Tabasco sauce.
That's a fun shot.
I gotta start carrying. Yeah, remind me to put hot sauce in my glove box. I love that.
That's the best for sexy drives.
Well, then you get it all over your white shirt.
Oh, my shirt! No, my sexy drive. It's all
my
slow motion.
My XXL white shirt
that I wear for sleeping. Don't tell the German girl I have over at my house who's a exchange student. It's a really long involved. It was sick flip, so there was a while to talk during that.
So I remember this weird fact. I think in Casino Royale, when his car flips over because he's avoiding Ava Green, that is at the time was the most flips a car had done in a movie. And wasn't that movie also from 2006? I think it was, or maybe 2005. But anyway, this car does a lot of flips. So I don't think it does that many flips.
You think this movie unseated that?
I don't
from
think
most. Sick
no,
flips?
I don't think it did as many
Holy
as that.
Crap.
As
you're it, right though. Casino Royale.
I assume that record is just in like one cut. You know, like you can't just cut three cuts together of a car flipping.
No, it has to be one stunt. I mean, I guess it could be more than one shot, but it has to be one stunt.
And then our next scene, they pan to them in a Ferris Bueller style, them sitting just in the police station. We have a lot of close-ups of Scuzz's face in this movie.
Yeah, so
he's flipped upside down and he's in the wreckage, and then the next shot is of them sitting in.
Yeah,
the
we get a lot of shots of his big forehead, his five head. I just want to say, Casino Royale is from 2006, so good job, Marin. Also, it's on Hulu right now, so you go watch that. It's a good movie.
One
of our other sponsors, Hulu.
It's honestly insane that like this was happening, and then James Bond was happening too. Like this
same
is
year,
how,
yeah.
This is all the same universe. This
A new James Bond. A James Bond, Casino Royale, I consider one of the like newest modern filmmaking. It's kind of the beginning of that modern, because after, you know, we're about to do Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
That movie feels like it's time, whereas Casino Royale is like, oh yeah, this is like a good action
it's
movie.
Still
they kind of figured it out.
I was sort of putting together a thesis, and I think this actually leads right into it. I think 2006, around this time, was when gritty reboots were starting. That was really catching on.
2008.
2008. Yeah.
The Philadelphia Flyers mascot Gritty.
Gritty was 2008.
We all
reboots at this moment.
Well, we're not getting the Gritty reboot yet. He's still the original Gritty. But yeah, we got Casino Royale.
Well, unless he hit that child.
Oh god!
First of all, kid probably asked for it. B, that's probably Crosby from the Penguins in a hat or something.
Okay,
go Ducks. But this movie, I think, is kind of on the edge of that in a way. Like he definitely, I think Justin Lin saw the first two and was like, we want to bring a little more realism to this. The racing looks more like it's happening, and it doesn't have all the like the special color effects, the hyperdrive looking stuff. And yeah, I just think that's kind of it's in the world of that in a way, in the same spectrum.
I like it.
Thank you.
That's a good thesis.
Thank you. And that's my time. That was my fleck.
Oh, what
since we're talking about 2006 movies, this is why I didn't watch this movie originally, because I had young kids at the time, and Curious George came out in 2006.
Oh,
so that's where I was spending my time.
Talk about good music. Now that movie, I can sing all the songs from that movie.
Yeah, movie's Miami great. Vice was this year. That was a gritty reboot.
Oh, wow, it was.
That wasn't a good.
That's
movie.
I love that movie. Yeah,
really?
I love that movie.
All right. Well, then maybe we'll have. Is there any connection to the Fast and Furious?
I don't think there is one.
Fast boats? Does that?
We're talking about boat. Yeah, maybe we'll see. I'll keep it in mind. We'll try and work it in. I'll make you watch it again.
I think Colin Farrell was a functioning alcoholic during that movie.
He was. He doesn't remember. He's like he did the Matthew Perry of like I don't remember filming that. It was just a haze.
Well, the long and short of it, we're an hour in. We are 10 minutes into our chunk. So let's go on a break real quick, and we'll talk about one of our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll talk about what happens, the fallout from having all this happen to Scuzz.
Fast and Furious,
and what's
going
to happen to Fast and Furious and Fallout. We'll be right back.
It's a magical concoction that's more than just heat. Bum, 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 Tabasco bum, blends bum, with cheese and all your toppings and meat.
Shake, 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 shake.
Others mask the flavor. This sauce amplifies our tune. Make sure you try Tabasco on your pizza real soon. So much more than hot.
Hey Gearheads, it's Jonathan. I'm in the shop, and as we were recording this, we found out that we recorded actually 2.5 hours of content for this first chunk. So what we did was we split this up. So now, use the 3/8 Allen wrench. Yes, Allen wrench. Yeah, I know that's for IKEA furniture. Anyway, we are going to be splitting this up. The first part will be what you just heard, the hour. And then on Toretto Tuesday, coming up soon, we will be hearing the rest of the episode. So until then, pedal to the metal.